This is the Netgroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Value of Advice series. This is where we explore the practical impact of trusted financial guidance, not only for our immediate benefit, but for the benefit of our future and that of our beneficiaries. My name is Luthando Mzilikazi, Regional Manager for Gauteng at Netgroup Investments. In today's episode, we're looking at an important choice many people face when starting out their financial journeys. Do you work with a tied financial advisor or an independent financial advisor? Well, that depends on your financial personality and circumstances. The critical first step in any financial plan is choosing the right guide. And in South Africa, this often means deciding between a tied financial advisor who represents a single institution or an independent financial advisor who can access the entire market. This isn't just about products. It's about which advisory relationship best suits your needs. There's no right or wrong answer here. What matters most is knowing the difference and then deciding which approach feels right for your goals, your personality, and where you are in your financial journey. Let's start the conversation with the tied advisor, the institutional specialist. These are professionals who represent a single financial institution, such as a bank, for example, the Nedbank Financial Planners. Their main focus is on that institution's own products and services. The benefit here is clear structure and accessibility. You're dealing with a trusted brand with established processes and solutions that are designed to meet common financial needs. For someone starting out with a retirement annuity or a clear investment plan, this can feel straightforward and reassuring. The limitation is that tied advisors generally cannot recommend products outside of their company's offering. Their advice, while expert in their domain, is restricted to their own menu to some degree. That said, the products they can recommend have gone through rigorous checks and due diligence processes to ensure that they meet their clients' intended outcomes when used optimally. So you certainly are not losing out on quality by partnering with a Nedbank financial planner, as an example. Essentially, a tied advisor approach often appeals to people who value convenience, established frameworks, and prefer a one-stop-shop solution. Now let's turn to the independent financial advisor, the market-wide fiduciary. Independent financial advisors aren't tied to a single provider. Rather, they operate as a standalone entity with a wide market of companies with which they have partnered. Their mandate is to look across the market, which could include a wide range of financial institutions like Netgroup Investments, to construct a portfolio of funds and products tailored to your specific objectives. The benefit here is choice. An independent financial advisor can evaluate the different products and construct a portfolio that may blend offerings from various financial institutions. This makes them well-suited for people who prefer comparative analysis, have more complex needs, want personalized strategies, or simply want the reassurance that multiple options have been considered. What may be considered a limitation is their fee model. While tied advisors are more often than not commission-based or charge lower advisor fees, independent financial advisors may charge fees for their time and analysis as their business model relies on these fees. It is, however, crucial to understand that you are paying for their unbiased expertise and the breadth of their research. This approach often appeals to people with complex portfolios or people who desire a customized strategic partnership. If you have multiple goals, existing investments you want reviewed, or simply want the reassurance that every option has been evaluated, an independent financial advisor is designed for this purpose. So how does this translate to your decision? Well, let's consider your investor profile. The structured investor, you prefer simplicity and trust in recognized brands. Your financial goals are clear and linear. A tied financial advisor may suit your needs and provide an efficient and straightforward path. The analytical or high net worth investor, you require bespoke strategy. You have complex needs like estate planning or business interests, And you also want evidence that the entire market was reviewed. An independent financial advisor may be a better fit. Neither is better than the other. And regardless of your choice, the essential questions to ask any prospective advisor are, please explain your license category, how are you remunerated, and if there are any potential conflicts of interest, because transparency is non-negotiable for trustworthy advice. Ultimately, the choice between a tied advisor or an independent advisor fundamentally shapes your financial journey. By understanding the different advisory approaches and honestly assessing your own needs, you can enter into this vital relationship with clarity and confidence. Thank you for listening to this episode. To stay updated on insights that could empower your financial decisions, please follow Netgroup Investments Insights on your preferred podcast platform. Until the next episode, as always, keep well and keep investing. This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.